the Ball's cash machine.
We've given away hundreds of thousands of euro across the Go Loud network of stations. For your chance to win, tune in to Off the Ball Breakfast weekdays from 7:30 on the Off the Ball app, and we'll give you the all-important cash amount.
Oh my God.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan, and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Cork's Niall O'Leary on Sunday's All-Ireland Final, Clare's Tony Kelly on their amazing turnaround against Kilkenny, and Paddy Andrews on what it's like preparing for an All-Ireland Final. But first, Cork and Clare are continuing their preparations ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland Hurling Championship Final. Clare are looking for their first title since 2013, when they beat the Rebels after a replay. You have to go back 19 years to 2005 for Cork's last Liam McCarthy triumph. Things weren't looking too good for the Leasiders this year after opening Munster Championship defeats to Waterford and Clare. Here's Cork defender Niall O'Leary on how they responded to those defeats.
Mentally, where you were after those first two Munster Championship games, just coming up short against Clare, and the way things have been turned around, talk to me about just the spirit within the camp and also the backroom team and Pat Ryan, what they've done to help turn things around.
Yeah, look, I suppose, to be honest, not a whole pile has changed. Look, I think things just started to click with us after the Clare game, I suppose. Look, we actually got a lot of confidence in that Clare game. We played well and unlucky not to get the result in that game. And look, after that, things just started to go right for us. Everyone was sticking to the plan, sticking to the process that we've in place to get through. And look, it's just working now.
Does the previous match mean anything? There was only 2 points in when you last played Clare. I mean, this is a whole new ball game. I know it's an All-Ireland final, but is there much to be taken from that performance?
I don't think so, really. Look, again, it's another new game again. We won't be looking much into that game that we played earlier on in the year. Look, again, we'll be analysing a bit more to see what we went wrong in that day and to see what we can improve on going forward for 2 weeks' time. But look, again, it's a new game, new day.
From your own perspective and just Croke Park and taking on Limerick and the atmosphere and everything that was there, you saw the way the Cork supporters got behind you. I mean, that must have been a fantastic feeling at the final whistle. But how important is it now that you stay in camp and don't get caught up in the hype?
Yeah, look, it's massively important. But look, I think the lads in the backroom team and Pat and the lads are very good that way. They don't belong bringing us back down to earth as well.
Clare's Tony Kelly, meanwhile, says their semi-final win over Kilkenny showed how strong their resolve is. The banner turned in a terrific second-half performance, coming from 5 points down at half-time to win by 2 points. Kelly scored 3 points and says they show great character to come back and win.
At half-time, the last day, Brian Nolan said after the game he could have taken 6 or 7 players off and nobody would have had complaints. You mentioned the 7 that played in 13. Was there a feeling that, for a lot of you, you had to turn up or your chance is going to go?
It was definitely it didn't go to plan the first half for us, but in terms of, I suppose, at half time you can tweak, we probably tweaked, I suppose the setup that we were doing, and then probably it was down to basic things then, probably skill execution probably being the main one, or use of ball, maybe giving the ball to the lad in the right position, things like that. But then obviously our intensity, our work rate had to come up twofold, and I suppose, look, we referenced it at halftime that it was, we can't let another opportunity slip. And I suppose it was very similar to 12 months ago. Same thing happened. We didn't really play well in the first half and we came out in the second half and we probably played the best 25 minutes we'd played in the last 3 or 4 years, in last year's All-Ireland semi-final. And I suppose we were, what was it, 4 or 5 down the weekend. It's not that much in hurling, so if you can kind of wrestle momentum back was kind of the big thing. That was the big probably talking point. Get a few scores on the board, get momentum back, and then once we had that, I thought our bench then probably won us the game coming down the home straight in terms of their impact, getting on ball, and then, I suppose, turning that ball into scores.
Off the Ball are hosting an All-Ireland Hurling Final preview live from the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin this coming Friday night. Get your tickets now and join Will O'Callaghan, Paul Murphy, Anthony Nash and Podge Collins and some very special guests ahead of the All-Ireland Hurling Final. This is an exclusive off-air event for a great cause. All ticket proceeds are going to Focus Ireland. Tickets are limited, so head on over to offtheball.com/events to grab yours now. Meanwhile, what's it really like to prepare for an All-Ireland final as a player? On the football pod and Off the Ball this week, former Dublin star Paddy Andrews, winner of 7 All-Ireland titles with the Dubs, outlined what he did in the build-up to the big one.
You've got to be unbelievably selfish. I did this 2-week window, and geez, when we were playing Jimmy, 3 weeks. So it can get on top of you. There's loads of things, and like I say, particularly for Armagh, not just for the players, but for the whole county, that this is 2 decades since they were in the final when they lose the throne in 2003. So, well, my approach to it, we just became unbelievable. We were insular as a team as it was, but coming up to All Ireland final, we just hung around together. That was it. Didn't talk to anyone else. Phones, delete all the social media apps, all that type of stuff. It's amazing how something small can put you off, can just take your energy away from it. Maybe not the game, but a training session leading up to a game, you're just not in the right space, you feel a bit drained. Just hang around together with the players on the team. Go for your coffees with them, go for lunch with them, go for swims with them, go to the cinema with them. They're in the camp, and as harsh as it may sound for supporters or work colleagues, which can be a fucking disaster as well, they are on the outside. That is, you can get into conversations or requests from people and they don't mean anything by it. There's no badness
no.
in it. But it's just...
Of course, like, they're excited as well and they're... You're exactly. their best friend for that 2 weeks, like, and you haven't seen him for the other 50 weeks of the year.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time. Lock it down. And Donaghy knows this. McGeaney knows this. Joyce knows it. Galway players experience this. Maybe they learn lessons from the 2022 final, but you have to be selfish. You have to be ruthless. You will have the time of your life from Sunday night until God knows how long. Weeks, months, if you win this thing. Yeah, you don't worry about missing the crack on the Friday and Saturday in Dublin around Croke Park. Let them deal with that. You'll have enough time to make up for the celebrations. Don't worry about it. In abundance.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off The Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.